Gemara Megillah Daf Vav Amud Beis discusses the most appropriate time for Kriyas HaMegillah, especially this year when we experience a leap year. The Gemara quotes the Machlokas Tanayim whether the most appropriate time to lay the Megillah is Adar Rishon or whether we should wait until Adar Sheni. The Gemara cites the Shita of Rabbi Loza Rabbi Yossi that tells us Adar Rishon is the most appropriate time. For after all, if there are two possibilities, Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, we should apply the principle of Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos, and as such, the first opportune moment for Kriyas HaMegillah we should seize and read the Megillah a month earlier than we do. And we, of course, assume La Halacha as the view of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that tells us no, we don't read in Adar Rishon, we defer the Kriya to Adar Sheni, based on the principle of Mismach Geula LeGeula Adiv. It is preferable to narrow the gap, the window of time, between Pesach and Purim. And therefore, we wait, apparently violating the principle of Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos, in order to have that juxtaposition of Purim and Pesach. The Gemara doesn't explain the significance of this principle. Why is it so critical of Mismach Geula LeGeula Adiv? What is the lesson of bridging the gap between Purim and Pesach? And perhaps I can address this issue in a broader scale, beginning with the significance of Pesach and that of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We know that there is a mitzvah each and every day of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Torah tells us, Laman tizkaras yom tzeischem eretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha. And as you know, we assume Lalocha as the Shita ben Zoma, yemei chayecha is yamim, kol yemei chayecha reference to Leilos. And therefore, twice a day, each and every day, we're obligated to acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. You would expect that since this is indeed a mitzvah in HaTorah, that the Rambam should count this in Sefer HaMitzvos. And yet, when you look throughout the Rambam, you do not find that the Rambam acknowledged this as one of the Taryag Mitzvos. Ad kedei kach, that if you look in Or Sameach, the very beginning of Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Or Sameach writes that perhaps according to the Rambam's view, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is only a mitzvah dirabanan. It is not a Torah obligation. After all, one would be hard-pressed to point to a particular pasuk that charges us with mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. That pasuk of Lema'an Tizkor is not written b'lashon tzivui. The simple understanding of the pasuk is that there are mitzvahs of Pesach. Why is it that we are commanded in the mitzvahs of Pesach? The answer is Leman Tizkor, in order to remember. It would appear that that is a nesinas tam. It is a reason for the mitzvahs of Pesach as opposed to an independent mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And even if you will cite the pasuk in Parshas Bo, Zachar es hayom hazeh sheyetzasim Mitzrayim, seemingly explicit, remember that day, but the pasuk concludes, V'lo yiyachel chametz. It does not seem to be referring to a daily mitzvah. So perhaps one could envision the possibility that Sameach maintains that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is only a mitzvah d'rabanan. As such, the Rambam will not count this in Taryag Mitzvahs. Rav Soloveitchik cited b'shem Reb Chaim that this is not the case, that according to Reb Chaim, the Rambam sheet is that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is in fact a mitzvah min HaTorah, and indeed if you look in the Rishonim, it would appear that this clearly is the case. The Rashba is explicit that there is a mitzvah daraisa of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore it begs the question, if so, why is not mentioned at all in Minyan HaMitzvos? One possibility Reb Chaim suggested is the following. The Rambam writes in Shoresh Gimel that in order to be counted in Taryag Mitzvos, it must be a mitzvah which is noheges ledoros. It must be something which is enduring, in principle, a perpetual mitzvah. If it has a limited window of time, it is only al pidin eirasha, it is not to be counted among Taryag Mitzvos. Usually when we think of a horasha, we think about mitzvahs that were given once to Klal Yisrael. To take the zam and to sprinkle the dam on the mezuzos, on the mashkov, that certainly was a horasha that was not a mitzvah ledoros. Why would one argue that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not a mitzvah which is no heges ledoros? Reb Chaim explained. This machlokis that we cite the Mishnah and we cite in the Haggadah between Ben Zom and the Chachamim perhaps is quite telling in this issue. Kol yemei chayecha. Kol yemei chayecha, according to Ben Zom, is a reference to not only days but even nights as well. And what is the sheet of the Chachamim? That Yemei Chayecha is Olam Hazeh, Kol Yemei Chayecha, Lahavi Limos HaMashiach. Telling us that Maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim La'asilava, even the time of the Gula Ha'asidah, we will still mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Apparently Ben Zoma disagrees. What exactly is the Shita of Ben Zoma? Without seeing the Gemara, I would have suggested the following. Of course Ben Zoma maintains that you'll mention Yetzias Mitzrayim La'asilava Limos HaMashiach. But Ben Zoma would argue you don't need a pasuk to tell us that that is true. What about all the other of Taryag mitzvos? Is there a pasuk to tell us that this mitzvah will be noheges, even lasid lavo? Doesn't the Rambam write this is part of the Kari Amuna? A mitzvah is enduring, a mitzvah is perpetual, it will not be subject to change. And perhaps one could argue that the reason Ben Zoma is able to be darish, kol yemei chayech es leilos, because what the Chachami maintain, limos HaMashiach, that is obvious. But if you look in the Gemara, you see that what I have suggested is absolutely incorrect. The Gemara tells us that la'asid lavo, according to Ben Zoma, we will not mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at all. And the Gemara cites the pasuk from Yehu, Hine yamim baimim Hashem, lo yomar chay Hashem esherhele es beis Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. La'asid lavo, we will no longer praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yetzias Mitzrayim, rather we will point to the Geula Ha'asida, to that which we are currently experiencing. And if that is true, then according to the view of Ben Zoma, we are not going to mention at all Yetzias Mitzrayim. If that is the case, the mitzvah is somewhat capped, it's somewhat limited. It doesn't apply Lasid Lavo, and perhaps therefore is not counted in Minyan HaMitzvahs. If you look, for example, in the Evan HaOzel, Rav Yisro Zalman disagrees with this possible Kiddush and argues as follows. It's true. The Gemara writes that according to Ben Zoma La'asid Lavo, we are not going to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, but we will mention the Geula Ha'asida. And therefore, in principle, the mitzvah certainly will apply. In other words, that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not necessarily Yetzias Mitzrayim exclusively, but rather the focus of the mitzvah is to acknowledge Geulas Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a goel. Hashem redeems us. And therefore, we will point to examples of redemption. Now, we point back to Yetzias Mitzrayim. In the time of the Geulah Hasidah, we will no longer have to look back, but rather we can cite the current experience. But in principle, the mitzvah, in fact, is noheges ledoros. And therefore, Rav Zalman questions whether this is a sufficient justification in order to explain the omission of the Rambam. Reb Chaim Brisker gave a second possibility as well. And that is, it's true. The Rambam does not count Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as an independent mitzvah at all. But you know, that can be for many different reasons. When the Rambam fails to count something in Minyan HaMitzvos, it does not always mean that it's Drabanan. Sometimes it means that that mitzvah is subsumed under a broader heading, part of another mitzvah, and therefore it is not counted independently. And therefore, Reb Chaim suggested that according to the Rambam, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is in fact a mitzvah in HaTorah, to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim during the day and at night, but it is not an independent mitzvah, rather it is subsumed under another mitzvah. And what is that other mitzvah? Reb Chaim explained the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. According to the Rambam Shita, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not a mitzvah b'pnei atzma, but rather it is part of the kiyum of Kriya Shema, part of our mitzvah of Kabbalah Samalfu Shemayim. After all, Kabbalah Samalfu Shemayim, Kriya Shema Yichud Hashem, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzi Sicha, Meretz Mitzrayim. Pointing to Yetzias Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah, but rather it is essential in our affirmation of Hashem as a Bore, as a Manhig, and therefore Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, in a technical sense, is part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Where, in fact, do you see that this is true? That relationship, that juxtaposition between Kriya Shema and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. You know, the Gemara tells us in Brachos Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph that there is a machlokis between Shmuel and the Chachamim, whether Kriya Shema is Daraisa or whether Kriya Shema is Darabanan. the Shita of Shmuel, a fascinating Chiddush, that Kriya Shema is only Dirabanan. The Gemara asks, how can that be? Doesn't the Pasuk say, V'dibarta bo, V'shof bo v'kumecha? The Gemara answers, Hahu b'divrei Torah, v'divsev. It's not referring to the Parsha of Shema, but rather it's referring to any Parsha. Hahu b'divrei Torah, v'divsev. If you look in Rabbeinu Yonah, and that's Sugin Brachas Chafalef, this is found as well, Shagazari and Simon Beis, they write an astounding Kiddush. Everyone agrees that there's a daily mitzvah of Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. We're obligated to affirm HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. The question is the following. How do you do so? The answer is through a Kriyas HaParsha. Which Parsha? Well, according to the Ulam HaChamim, it's the Parsha of Shema. When you recite Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that is an affirmation of Yichud Hashem. You know what the Chiddush of Shmuel is? Hahu b'divrei Torah hu divsev? It doesn't necessarily have to be the Pasuk or the Parsha of Kriya Shema. Any Parsha, any Esek B'Torah, that is an act of Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim. When a person reverentially recites a Parsha of Torah, that itself is an affirmation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the Melech. And therefore everyone agrees that there's a mitzvah of Kriya Saparsha Bayom of Alayla. According to the Chachamim, it means the Parsha of Shema. According to Shmuel, it means any Parsha. A fascinating insight into the uniqueness of Limud HaTorah. Not really as a mitzvah, but rather as an act of Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim. And that is what Shmuel means, Ahu B'Divrei Torah Hudivsev. And we do not paskin as the view of Shmuel, we assume as the sheet of the Chachamim, that Kriya Shema is Daraisa. However, it begs the following question, how much of Kriya Shema is Daraisa? The first Pasuk of Shema, the first Parsha, two Parshios, three Parshios, and indeed, you find in the Rishonim four different views. What is Parsha Kriya Shema on a level of Daraisa? The view, for example, the Ramban and the Mochamos, the view of the Rashi and Brachos and the Yutes, is that Pasuk Rishon is Daraisa. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeisicha, we are Mekabel Malchus Shemayim, and that is fulfilled through the mere recitation of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That is the Shita of the Ramban. Pasuk Rishon is Daraisa. And the Ramban writes, when you look throughout the Gemaras that indicate the special Kavana and special significance of the first Pasuk, it is simply because that Pasuk of Shema Yisrael is the mitzvah daraisa of Kriya Shema. And everything else is only derabanan. This is one shita, the Ramban, the Rashba, Pasuk Rishon is daraisa. The Pri Chadosh points out that Rashi disagrees. Rashi, in the very beginning of Maseches Brachos, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, seems to indicate that Parsha Rishon, the first Parsha, Shema V'Ahavta, that is the mitzvah daraisa of Kriya Shema. It is insufficient to have the first pasuk, but you need the first parsha. After all, the parsha of V'Ahavta, that is where we articulate V'Dibarta Bo, V'Shof Bo, V'Kumecha, and therefore that is part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Daraisa. The Pri Chadosh points out that if you look in Tosos, apparently that is insufficient. Rashi is bothered by the following issue, that the Mishnah tells us the earliest time you can fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is Sei Sakof Avim. And already in their time, they used to daven Maariv early. And therefore, Rashi asks, how are you fulfilling the mitzvah of Shema? Rashi answers with, Kriya Shema al Hamita. Tosas asks, Kriya Shema al Hamita is only a single parsha. And with the single parsha, you will not fulfill the mitzvah in HaTorah of Kriya Shema. And therefore, Pri Chadosh writes that according to the sheet of Tosus, both parshios are daraisa. Shema, V'Ahavta, V'Hayim Shemoa. After all, V'Hayim Shema is well, contains U'V'Shach V'Chol V'Kumecha, and therefore that is necessary midaraisa for the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. In fact, the Pri Chadosh cites a fascinating proof that what is true of the first Parsha must also be true of the second Parsha. And therefore both, in reality, are daraisa. What is his proof? The Mishnah asks in Brachos and Daf Yud Gimel, Lama Kadma, Parsh V'Ahavta Levahaya Im Shema'a. The sequence of the Kriya Shema. Why is V'Ahavta first? Why is V'Ahaya Im Shema'a second? And the answer the Mishnah gives us simply is the following, because thematically, we understand first, Kabbalah Samalchu Shemaim, followed by Kabbalah Sal Mitzvos. Pri Chadash asks a simple question. If you assume, for example, as Rashi Shita, that the first parsha is Daraisa, and the second parsha is only Darabanan, isn't the answer quite obvious? If you have two different mitzvahs, one which is Daraisa, one which is Darabanan, or if you have two components of a mitzvah, one which is Daraisa, one which is Darabanan, isn't it obvious that preference should be given to that which is Daraisa? And therefore, if you'll ask me, Lama Kadma, shouldn't the answer be because the Ahavta is Daraisa? Vayim Shamo is only Darabanan. The Mishnah does not say that. Why not? Because the Pichadash writes, both partials are Daraisa, and that's a Raya to the Shita of Tosos. That's the Raya of the Pichadash. If you look in Shagas Arya, in Sin Beis, the Shagas Arya cites this proof of the Prichadash and disagrees. He writes that there is no such principle. If you have two different mitzvahs, one which is Daraisa, one which is Darabanan, or you have two different elements of a mitzvah, part Daraisa, part Darabanan, there is no halakha in Seder Kedima that the mitzvah Daraisa is first, followed by that which is Darabanan. And even if you'll assume the first parsha is Min HaTorah, the second parsha is Darabanan, it's still fair game to ask, Lama Kodma V'Ahavta Levahaya Im Shamon. And what is the proof that the Shagas Arya writes in Siman Bey is an interesting raya from the Mishnah later in Brachos Andav Nun Aleph, the mitzvah of Kiddush. There is a mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush. In Gemara Brachos and Davchav, in Shavuos and Davchav, the pasuk of Zochris Yom HaShabbos L'Kavsha, where obligates make Kiddush on each and every Shabbos, Kiddush is a mitzvah min HaTorah. But you know, Kiddush is comprised of various elements. First, that we're Mekadesh B'Dvarim. We articulate the Kedusha Sayon, the sanctity of Shabbos. And then we do so on a Koshal Bracha, Zochreinu Al Hayayim. In addition, the Gemara Erev in Adaf Mem, Hamavarev Sarach Shi'itam, we drink the wine as well. We mention Shabbos, we do so on a Koshal Bracha, we drink the wine. How many of those elements are Daraisa, and what exactly is Drabanan? Here as well, you find three different shitas in the Rishonim. We assume the halacha is Rav Rishonim, that only step one is Daraisa. Kiddush B'Dvarim is Min HaTorah. Any need for Yayin at all, and certainly any need to drink Yayin, that is only a din Drabanan. That is what the Rambam writes in Perachat Tesef of Shabbos. That is what we assume in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Ayin Aleph. Kiddush B'Dvarim is Daraisa. Everything else is only Drabanan. So if a person is about to make Kiddush, there are two brachas. There is the bracha Baruch Pi Agafen, and then there's the bracha of the Kedusha Sayam that I extol, I praise, the Kedusha Sashabbos. The first bracha, Bircha Sayayin, the whole need for Yayin is only Drabanan. The Kiddush B'Dvarim of mentioning Kedusha Sayam of Shabbos, that is Daraisa. And yet, you find, as you know, Machlokes Beisila Beishamai and Brachos Ben Aleph, which is first? The Birchas Hayayim or the Kedusha Sayam? Beishamai maintains that the second bracha, Kedusha Sayam, is first, followed by the Birchas Hayayim. We assume as Beisila that no, the bracha Bar Priyagafen comes first. The Gemara asks, and what is the basis of Beisila? Because possibly Tadir Rishenu Tadir Tadir Kodem, Yayin is more commonly recited than Kiddush, or because Yayin Gorem the Kiddush Shetayomer, it is because we have the Koshal Bracha that we are reciting Kiddush, and therefore Beisila maintains Yayin is first, Beishamai maintains no, Yayin is second, but nowhere does the Mishnah of the Gemara mention, well, isn't it obvious that Beishamai is correct because the element of the mitzvah daraisa should take precedence over that which is only derabanan. Why doesn't the Gemara mention that in this discussion at all? The Shagas Arya writes that's because there is no such rule. When you have a mitzvah daraisa and a mitzvah derabanan, we don't assume that preference and sequence is given to the mitzvah daraisa over the mitzvah derabanan, and therefore the Mishnah must explain the Shita Beis Shammai as well as Shita of Beis Hillel. If that is the case, Shagas Arya writes, it could very well be that the first parsha of Kriya Shema is Daraisa, the second is Drabanan, but still the Mishnah asks, Lama Kadma V'yahavta Livahaya Im Shemala. If you look at the Pnei Yoshua and the Tzlach, and that's Sugin Brachos and Daf Nun Aleph, they argue as follows. You know why the Gemara does not mention anything about Daraisa versus Drabanan in terms of the sequence of the Bracha? Very simply. If you hold as Rov Rishonim that Kiddush Midaraisa is merely Kiddush Bidvarim and any need for Yayin is only Drabanan, when do you fulfill the Mitzvah Daraisa of Kiddush? The Magen Avraham writes in Reish Shayin Aleph, the Noda Yehuda writes in Dogma Vav Reish Shayin Aleph, with Davin. When a person will Davin marry, and they will recite Ata Kidashtes Yom Ashud Shmecha, that is Kiddush Bidvarim. And therefore, when you come home, all that remains is Kiddush Drabanan. The first bracha is Drabanan, the second bracha is Drabanan, and therefore, that is why Beis Hillel Beis Shammai must come up with other reasons for preference to the first bracha over the second. Not Daraisa versus Drabanan, because the mitzvah Daraisa was already fulfilled when a person will daven Maariv. It seems as many of you thought of that teretz, but listen then to a Kiddush, lahalacha. The Noda Yehuda writes the following. Let's assume, for example, a person doesn't daven Maariv. Let me give you a common case. Women are obligated in Kiddush Daraisa. A Gemara Meforeshes, Brachos Daf Chav, Shavuos and Daf Chav. Women are obligated in Kiddush. Most women do not daven Maariv on Nel Shabbos. Rabbi Kiveger does write the Kiddush that I'm sure you've heard, Reish Ayin Aleph, by saying Good Shabbos, for example. You could fulfill the mitzvah Daraisa of Kiddush, but as you know, Bir Halacha writes, that is insufficient. That is not the fulfillment of what the Rambam writes of Kriya Zechira Sheva. So therefore, the Noda Yehuda writes the following. A woman who didn't have any right, she is obligated in Kiddush. Isn't it obvious when she makes Kiddush, the second bracha is first, and Borei Peregafen is second. Here you have the Kedusha Seyom, which is Daraisa, a bracha of Yayin, which is only Drabanan. The only reason we are able to be mocked in the Berchas HaYayin is because we already fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush b'tfilah. However, if that was not the case, the Noda Yehuda writes the very great Kiddush that one has to flip the order of the bracha. The Shagasai disagrees and maintains that there is no such rule at all. An interesting topic for another shir, but this is the Shagasai later in Simin Chav Beis, very common during the summer months. A person will daven Maariv early, and now he has his suit, and all of a sudden, it's Lachar Tzeisa Chochavim. The person is faced with the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon, a mitzvah of Kriyashma, a mitzvah of, at times, Sfiras HaOmer. What is the proper order of those three mitzvahs? Is there a rule that a mitzvah daraisa should take precedence over a mitzvah derabanan? Kriyashma is daraisa, Birkas HaMazon is daraisa. Sfiras HaOmer Tav Peites, we assume like Rov Rishonim, is only derabanan bizman hazeh. Is it obvious that Sfiras HaOmer is last? The Shagasai writes it is not at all obvious, because there is no such rule that a mitzvah daraisa takes precedence over that which is only derabanan. Fascinating machlokes between Pnei Yoshua, Noda Yehuda, against the view of Shagasari, but very relevant for our issue. What is the definition of Kriyashma daraisa? Why does the Mishnah ask why we give preference to the Parsha of Yahavta over Bahaya Im Shamoa? A little closer to home, the Rambam Shita. The Rambam writes that Kriya Shema is a mitzvah daraisa. What is the definition of Shema? The Rambam writes the following: Hu kriyas gimel parshios ha'elu al haseder zuhi nikreis Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema, all three parshios are daraisa. Fascinating Kiddush. The obvious difficulty is the following: all three parshios. The last parsha is Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. How can the Rambam write that that is part of Kriya Shema Daraisa? Rav Chaim pointed out, isn't that exactly the point? According to the Rambam Shita, the Rambam does not count Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim at all as a mitzvah. Why is that true? Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim. And if that is the case, part of Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim, you understand very well. If you want to find the halachos of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Rambam, where do you look? In Hilchos Kriyashma. That's where the Rambam delineates the details of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, not as an independent mitzvah, but part of Kabbalah Samach L'Shamayim. Precisely because the Rambam maintains that Kriyas Shema Min HaTorah are all three parshios, the Rambam, of course, is not going to count Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as an independent mitzvah, not because of Or Sameach. This is only a din derabanan. This is a mitzvah min HaTorah, but not an independent mitzvah, but rather part of Kriyas Shema itself. And therefore, the Rambam, all three parshios, Daraisa, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, Anochi Hashem Lokecha, Asher Hotzeisicha, is part of the kiyum of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. Why should that be? Why is Yetzias Mitzrayim part of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim? And here I would suggest the answer is found based on the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo. The Ramban questions, what is the significance of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why is it that so many mitzvahs are given to us in order to recall the events, the nisim gluyim of the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim? And the Ramban answers as follows: Umin hanisim hagdolim hamafursamim adamod debenisim hanisdarim. When a person experiences a nes nigla, an overt miracle, it hones your vision to be able to recognize and appreciate nisim nisdarim, even that which is hidden, even that which can easily be overlooked. The Ramban continues, She'ein la'adam chedek b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu. A person doesn't have a share in the Torah. Ad shenamin v'chod reino mikrenu, kulam nisim him, ein ba'olam teva umin hago shal olam. Unless you believe that everything is an ace, there is no such thing as a natural process, the Ramban writes. Everything is a result of the An Hashem. Everything is an ace. They're nisim gluyim, and they're nisim nistarim. The reason that we celebrate Pesach and the nisim that occurred at that moment is not just simply for that window of time, but rather Kadosh Baruch Hu performs a nes nigle in order to train our thought, in order to hone our vision, to recognize al nisecha shebechol yom imanu, that everything is considered to be an ace. And the Ramban writes, this is part of our Ikari Emunah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is only capable of Kriyas Yamsuf. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not capable of the day-to-day routine of this world. HaMechadesh V'tuvah B'chol Yom Tamid Ma'aseh Reishis. Everything in life is an ace. A nes nigla, a nes nista. The purpose of Nisim Gluyim is it rattles us. It allows us to take a step back to appreciate Al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu. In fact, the very term Nes, as you know, has a dual meaning in Chumash. Nes can be a miracle or a wonder. The pasuk of Hashem Nisi, Rashi writes, Asli HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nes v'makom hazeh. It's a wonder, it's a pella, a miracle. But Nes also has a very different definition. V'haya l'Nes, the pasuk means that this is a banner, a flag, an indicator. Two definitions to the word nes: a miracle and a flag. And you know the answer is, in essence, they are one. Because as the Ramban writes, the purpose of a miracle is to flag, in order to indicate to us, umin hanisim hagdolei hamafursamim adamod benisim hanistarim. That is the significance of Yetzias Mitzrayim, not simply for that moment, but rather it serves as a model of nisim gluyim that allow us to hone our vision to recognize everything is considered to be an ace. Rav Asher Weiss once quoted a mashal in the name of the Kadmonim as follows, that imagine, for example, there was an artisan who was able to craft a magnificent horse. And he took his sculpture and he placed it in the public square in Rosh HaRabim, hoping that everyone would be able to witness the work of his hand, to realize his talents and the splendor of his creation. And he takes a step back and he looks, and people are walking back and forth, and no one bats an eye. No one even stops to notice the beauty of the horse that he has sculpted. He comes home somewhat dejected. He mentions to his family that this is what I created, and no one even stopped to notice. And they explain to him the follows, that your creation was so magnificent, people thought that it was a live horse. and people don't stop and take notice of a horse in the Rosh Hashanah. So the sculptor, the artist asks, so what should I do? I should create a flawed horse where it's so obvious that this is not real, and then people will say that that is my handiwork. And one suggested the following. Imagine if you were to split that horse in half and put half of the horse on one side of the road and half of the horse on the other side of the road. Everyone would stop and wonder the pillow, the nace of a live horse who is standing even though it's split in half. And no doubt the nimshal is the following. If we were sufficiently trained, if our vision was sufficiently honed, we could recognize the Gadlus Habore, the Yad Hashem, without the splitting of the Yamsuf, as the water will flow in its natural course. But sometimes it's something that we take for granted. We don't realize often the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the natural order of the world. And sometimes it takes a Kriyas Yamsuf for us to take a step back and to wonder at the beauty of Gadlus Habore, the splendor of this world. But the purpose of Kriyas Yamsuf is not to recognize the Yad Hashem for that moment, but rather when the waters then merge and the sea flows its normal course, that we will continue and recognize Hashgachas Hashem as though we are witnessing an act of Kriyas Yamsuf. Minanisim hagdolim hamufursamim adamoda benisim hanistarim. I would suggest that this is what is true when it comes to the nisim of Chanukah. Regarding Chanukah, no doubt, we commemorate two very different nisim, the nes of the Melchama and the nes of the Pach HaShemen. The nes of the Melchama, no doubt, we readily understand. Knesset Yisrael was threatened with attrition, with assimilation, and therefore a great nes. The nes of the Melchama against the Yavanim and the Misyavanim. If you were to ask me, was there a need for the nes? The answer is, obviously yes. And then we have the nes of the Pach HaShemen. The difficulty securing proper shemen for halakas and eros in Mikdash, and miraculously the single Pach HaShemen continues to burn for 8 days, buying time for Knesset Yisrael to be able to secure shemen tahor. Why was the nes of the Pach HaShemen so necessary? Why was that so critical? Without that, they couldn't have had the avodah. Does Hashem always perform nisim just to see to it that the avodah continues? Even furthermore, doesn't the Gemara tell us Newman Davav Sanher Daf Yadeis that Tuma is either Hutra or Dechuya Bitzibur? Let's assume they couldn't find Shemin Tahor, and all they had is Shemin Tameh. Is it so obvious that you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Hadlakas and Eros using Shemin, which is Tameh? An issue, a problem of Tuma does not necessarily result in cessation of Avodah. Why was that nes of the Pach HaShemen necessary? You know the comment of Pnei Yeshua, of the Chacham Tzvi and Shabbos Kaf Aleph, that Chanukah is a time that exhibits Hidra Mitzvah. The Mitzvah Halakas and Eros, Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, why is that true? They argue, because the very nes was on a level of Hidra Mitzvah. Technically speaking, we could have gotten by using Shemen Tameh. Kadosh Baruch Hu performed the nes to fulfill a mitzvah ba'ofen hamahuda, and perhaps that is why Chazal built into the very fabric of the mitzvah the concepts of mahadrin and mahadrin min hamahadrin. But no doubt it begs the question, why was that nes of the Pach HaShemen so necessary? Kadosh Baruch Hu does not perform nisim unless it is critical, unless there is a clear need for that particular nes. Imagine you transplant yourself in the time of the Hashanai, and we've just witnessed the great military victory of the Hashanai over the Yavanim. And you turn to your friends and say, isn't this a stunning example of a nes of Hashgachas Hashem? And your friend questions, not necessarily. In every era, there are battles. In every era, there are armies that clash. And Rabbi Mabmiyatin, the underdog who prevails, is not unheard of. I can cite many other examples in history where that was the case. You know why the Hashemim were victorious? Not necessarily as an indicator of Hashgachas Hashem, because of their military prowess, because of their superiority, because of their intelligence, because of Kochi Vatzin Yadi, Asli Yasachai Hazeh. And as you're debating, your friend, claiming that this was a more natural occurrence, you know, there is a small nair in the Beis Hamikdash that continues to burn and burn and burn without explanation for 8 days. How do you understand that nes of the Pach HaShem? A natural process. A nes nistar. That is a nes nigla, undeniably. That is the result of Hashgachas HaShem. You mean to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that the Nir would continue to burn? And the military victory that saved Knesset Yisrael was void of any sense of the Yad HaShem? U'min ha-nisim ha-gdolem ha-mufursamim ad-amod ha-benisim ha-nistorim. The purpose of the Nes of the Pach HaShem is not simply that the Avodah continue in Beis HaMikdash. That we could have solved on our own. But rather it trains us. It hones our vision to be able to recognize that everything in life, the nes of the Muhammad, the Hatzol of Knesset Yisrael, that also is squarely a result of the Yad HaShem. Inconceivably, HaKadosh Baruch Hu perform a nes nigla in Beis HaMikdash to continue Avoda and yet be divorced from the military victory in pursuit of the Yevanim. And therefore it's necessary to have that juxtaposition, the confluence of those two mitzvahs, the Melchama and the Pach HaShem, in order to shed light, to hone our vision, to appreciate Hashgachas HaShem in every aspect of life. The same is true when it comes to Purim. The Vilna Gaon points out in his Pirush in the very beginning of Megillas Esther that Purim, more than any other time of the year, represents Hester Panim, Nisim Nistarim, a time that the Yad HaShem is somewhat eclipsed. It's not obvious at all to a bystander that this was the result of the Yad HaShem. Just as you can read through the entire Megillah and not articulate the Shem HaShem, a person could experience the events of Purim without realizing that this is a result of Hashgachas HaShem as well. The challenge the Gaon points out of Purim, in certain sense, is more difficult than that of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. If you're present at Kriyas Yamsuf, a Shikra Shabiyam could recognize the Yad HaShem. If a person was present at Mamad Har Sinai, it is obvious that this is the Yad HaShem. When it comes to Purim, where the Nisim are hidden, silent Nisim, Hester Panim, in a covert manner, in such an instance, there is a much greater challenge to recognize the Yad HaShem. And that, no doubt, is the challenge of Purim. The Gaon points out that if one could recognize the Yad HaShem in the time of Purim, that is an enduring lesson. That means that you could recognize the Yad HaShem in every facet of day-to-day life. Not only when HaKadosh Baruch Hu splits the Yam or performs obvious osos, umosim. In that sense, Shuasam Hayisa Lanetza. That is an enduring lesson. Recognizing the Yad HaShem in every experience. Perhaps it is for this reason that Rav Shimon Gamliel tells us, you know, we have a couple of options. We could read the Megillah and celebrate Purim in Adarishon. After all, Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvos. But if we do so, we are separating Purim and Pesach. In my priority, Rav Shimon Gamliel maintains, as we assume halacha, is to narrow that gap in order to juxtapose the celebration of Purim and Pesach. Because if you will go through Purim with any difficulty in rising to that challenge of recognizing the Yad HaShem, immediately you will start your preparation for Pesach, you will celebrate the Seder where undeniably Yetzias Mitzrayim is an Eis Nigla. U'min ha-nisim ha-gdolem ha-mufursamim ad-amod ha-benisim ha-nistarim. The experience of Purim will ensure that you understand the message of Purim. If you fail to do so during the experience of Purim in of itself, the primacy, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, is to be able to link Purim to that of Pesach, Mismach, Gu'ula, Gu'ula, Adif, U'min ha-nisim, Hagdon, Mefursam, Adamod, Ha-nisim, Ha-nistarim. And therefore, even though otherwise, we would prefer seizing the first opportune moment to perform the mitzvah, we wait a month in order to allow for that connection between Purim and that of Pesach. You know that there's another marked difference between an Eis Nigla as opposed to an Eis Nister. When it comes to Nisim Gluyim, perspective and context, vision is not necessary. A person can witness an Eis Nigla Kriyas Yamsuf. You don't have to know anything more. You don't need any background. You don't need any history. But you recognize immediately that this is a clear Eis. When it comes to Nisim Nistarim, it is not so clear. Sometimes a person can experience an Eis Nistar without stopping and give it its appropriate attention. But you know, you take a step back, there's a certain sense of vision, a sense of perspective, and you see how all the pieces fall into place, and then all of a sudden you recognize that this was not capricious, this is something that clearly results of Hashkachas Hashem. Nisim Nistarim require a sense of breath, a sense of perspective, a sense of vision to allow the events to unfold. How often in life do we experience something? We don't realize its significance. And kind of later in life, with years behind us, we can look back and see why all those events were so important in order to be able to realize something that would occur later. Nisim Nistarim often require that approach, that panorama, that breadth of vision and perspective. And that no doubt is true when it comes to Purim. If you will simply read, for example, the pasuk of the Megillah before you, that will not necessarily elicit recognition of Hashkachas Hashem. But you know, when you take a step back and you see how the Purim experience unfolds from beginning to end, then undeniably a person recognizes Hashkachas Hashem. Nisim Nistarim require that sense of vision, that panoramic view, a sense of broader perspective to fully appreciate the Yad Hashem. Perhaps this is why the Mechaber writes, as you all know, in Tafresh Sadi, that when a person reads the Megillah B'tzibur, before you even read a single pasuk, what do? You're obligated to unfold the Megillah, Poreis ki igeres, because after all, the Mechaber writes, that is Pirsumei Nisan. Why exactly is that necessary? Why is unfolding the Megillah Pirsum HaNeis? And perhaps that's exactly the answer. We're about to embark on recognizing Hashkachas Hashem in Nisim Nistarim. And that requires, no doubt, a sense of vision, a sense of perspective, a sense of breath, to be able to recognize the Yad Hashem in every facet of life. And if you simply read the pasuk that is before you, Vayhi Bimei Achashverosh, you may not necessarily witness Hashkachas Hashem. But the Halacha tells you, before you begin reading any pasuk at all, unfold the Megillah. Realize you're about to embark on this story from beginning to end, the entire Megillah before you. And undeniably, when you reach the end of the Megillah, you will realize that this is no doubt a result of the Yad Hashem. Umin ha-nisim ha-dolim ufursamim ha-demodeh b'nisim ha-nistarim. This is the challenge, the juxtaposition of Purim and Pesach, of Mitzvah Lugulade. And if this is the case, you understand very well. If Yetzias Mitzrayim is that model of an Eis Nigla, and its purpose is to affirm the Yad Hashem in every aspect, in every walk of life, no doubt you understand why the Rambam will maintain that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah, but rather it is part of Kabbalah Somalchu Shamayim. What better way of being Mekabal Omalchu Shamayim than acknowledging that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who took us out of Mitzrayim, Umin HaNisim HaGdolim Umufursamim Ademod DeBenisim HaNisdar. And therefore, the Tunisim of Hanukkah, the juxtaposition of Purim and Pesach, the need to open the Megillah, the relationship between Kriya Shema and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just simply a historic moment, but rather it channels our thought, it hones our vision to appreciate Al Nisecha Shebechol Yomimana. So as we experience the celebration of Purim, realize the celebration is not merely the Nisim that occurred at that time, but rather it is our affirmation of Kabbalah Samalchu Shamayim. It allows us to be able to thrive even in Golos, even in a time of Hester Panim, where the Yad Hashem is somewhat eclipsed, but yet We cull from our history of Nes Nigla in order to experience Hanisefa Shebechol Yomimana. Bezras Hashem, the experience of Purim and its Kriyas HaMegillah should usher in that time that we await and we celebrate during Pesach, a time where the Yad Hashem is obvious to all, a time that we can experience Hashgachas Hashem not only in a time of Hester Panim, but even through Nisim Gluyim, B'mehera V'yamim.